It's time now for your letters. A recent Wall Street Journal op-ed got our attention this week. It was co-authored by Jeffrey Immelt, President Obama's job czar, and it said there are 2 million open jobs in America, in part because there aren't enough workers with the skills to do them. Well, I spoke yesterday with Tony Carnevale, who said that one reason for the skills deficit is that here in the U.S., we don't really have vocational secondary programs anymore. Well, John Shulman of Bradford, Massachusetts, writes this. This is incorrect, at least for Boston and the surrounding areas. In Haverhill, there is Whittier Regional Vocational High School. We also have one in nearby Lawrence, Billerica, etc. They are alive and well and numerous.
Also yesterday, I talked to Kevin Fail. He lives in the village of Woodland in northern England, where people have been hearing a mysterious hum in the middle of the night. Well, a few of you found Mr. Fail's way of speaking as compelling as that hum.
I got it mentioned to us, and I spoke to the wife. And I says, Michelle, like, have you heard this noise? And she said, no, she started laughing, just thinking I was taking a mickey.
John Noble of Westchester, Ohio, writes, I'm an ex-resident of Northumberland in the UK and was delighted to hear the delightful brogue of Kevin Fail. Mr. Noble says he played the interview for his kids to remind them what they would have sounded like if they had stayed home.
Please keep the letters coming. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
This is NPR.